USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending the final days of the campaign in Delaware. The former vice president delivering remarks virtually later today. Meanwhile, President Trump will be holding two campaign rallies in Arizona. Twitter, Facebook, and Google CEOs are testifying at a Republican-led Senate Commerce Committee hearing on Capitol Hill. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
We will continue to monitor that hearing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China. Hurricane Zeta is gaining strength. The National Weather Service says a Category 1 storm's maximum sustained winds have increased to 90 miles an hour as it barrels towards the Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying the storm won't be bringing much rain, but will be bringing wind.
That's damage to homes, businesses, but also to infrastructure and including our electrical system.
The Democrat governor saying the storm is expected to hit New Orleans later today. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arizona is a state President Trump won in 2016. The president is trailing currently to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden by 3 percentage points in the state, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. As far as what's changing in Arizona, Republican strategist Stan Barnes tells Fox News,
"We are changing. And it's not linear. We're just evolving. And the state is a little less Barry Goldwater of the old days and is a little more reflective of the national divide."
Arizona Democratic Party Chairman Felicia Rotinelli on why President Trump is having 2 rallies in the state today.
The reason Donald Trump is coming to Arizona is because he's desperate and he knows he's losing the state.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris will also be in the state, drumming up support for early voting in the state. When your flight is delayed, but your baby's birth is not.
According to airport officials at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, a baby was born just outside a terminal. Officers from the Department of Public Safety, DPS, jumped into action to help deliver the baby. Airport officials said both the mother and the baby are doing well. The baby is believed to be the first child ever born at DFW Airport. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.